Here's a good story. This is an interesting story. I'd love to get your take on this one, right? A boys' soccer team appointed a new manager. When they did, they weren't expecting the boss to have the fervour of Alex Ferguson. So parents of the under-10 side were aghast when coach Justin Byrne, he sounds Irish, doesn't he? Justin Byrne, this is in Buckinghamshire, outlined his driven philosophy. He insisted he was not there so the boys could have fun playing football. No, he was only interested in winning. This is an under-10 soccer team. He was only there to encourage the boys to win and win every single game. Parents complained. He said parents who complained when their boy did not make the first team were not doing their sons any favours. Those who opposed him were weak-minded and think sport is about knitting. The volunteer coach outlined his views in an email, and then they let him go. He was fired because they actually, the parents came up and said, you can't do this to under-10s. I mean, well, look what you're doing. You're telling them that they have to succeed and that they have to go out there and win. No, that's not what under-10 soccer is about. Under-10 soccer is about dropping the kids off, maybe giving me an opportunity to go to the shops and letting them run around in circles chasing a ball and just, you know, taking part, the social aspect of it, and making friends, and just enjoying and coming back every Saturday. And he reckons, no, if you get them at under 10 level, and if you instill in them the virtue of winning, it's going to help them throughout their sporting career. It was interesting to, Roy Keane has that philosophy. Roy Keane has always said, we should never, ever, even as an Irish team, even as the senior Irish team, we should never go to any major sporting competition and just think that we're making up the numbers. And aren't we just great fellas to have got that far? And sure, anyway, the Green Army will come as well. And we'll just have a big, huge party. And if we don't win anything, sure, we won't anyway, we're not that good, we'll probably get voted best supporters of the World Cup. And we can go home with that in our pocket. I just wonder, how do you think about that? I mean, I think back to when I was doing mentoring for sort of under-10s, and there was a part of me was thinking, you know, you need to encourage these guys to score points, to score goals, and to score more than the other team, and that way they'll actually enjoy their sport. Surely you enjoy sport much more by winning rather than just taking part. There was also a big thing back in the 70s in soccer in Holland. They changed the whole philosophy of teams as young as under 10. And it was not about taking part anymore. It was about winning, scoring goals, winning. And they reckon that's why the Dutch team got so big, especially in the 80s, because of that philosophy. I just wonder what you think about that. Part of me thinks, yeah, under 10s, yeah, pretty good. Let them come along and take part. Isn't it great fun? And then there's another part of me thinking, you know what? If they're at that age, and if we can encourage them to win and win and win at that age and to build up that level of success in their mind, then can you imagine them when they're about 18 or 19? That's all they'll ever think of. We could get ourselves a great little Irish team. So is it all about winning or is it all about taking part? Do you think this guy should have been fired or do you think he should have actually been applauded? I'd love to get your opinion on that because I'm sort of down the centre on that. I think I'm actually leaning slightly towards pushing the under-10s to win. Maybe that's wrong. 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552. Maybe you're a mentor or maybe you're a coach and you have a certain philosophy as well and you've seen how successful it is. Give us a call. 1850 715 922. Text us at 51552 or you can, as I said, you can get us on the tweet at ColumnHayes2FM. Somebody just texted in, Colum under 10 soccer is all about winning and losing and not a child mining facilities for those who want to go off and have their children taken care of. I mentored for many years in GAA, and unfortunately some parents did see it as a child mining facility to the extent, and I've told this story before, that a mother came up to me, names have been changed for the reason of this story, mother came up to me and said, what time he's finished the training at? We'd be finished at 1 o'clock. I was going to, why, what's wrong? Well, I just going to be doing a bit of shopping and then I was going to go over to Dundrum and I probably won't get back till 1:30. Can you hang on to him till 1:30? What? No, I can't hang on to your child till 1:30. This is Gaelic. He's got his hour to train and that's it. Ah, right. God, I don't know who I'm going to get to mind him then. True story, absolutely true story. Still see the kid now. Well, he's a much older kid now, and he didn't stay too long in GAA, and I can understand why. He hated it. Marie, how are you?
How are you?
Do you train?
Yes, I do. I train under 12 girls in Durabursil down here in in Ennis and County Clare, the Roberta Ladies football.
Okay, soccer, Gaelic?
Gaelic.
Gaelic, okay, Gaelic football. And what's your philosophy as a coach?
I would train them to win. I would be hoping. I think because everything in life, to me, like as I say to the girls, they don't go to school every day to thinking, well, I want to get 1 out of 10 in a spelling test. You want to get 10 out of 10. Every child, I think, wants to do well. And if you encourage them in the right way, they will do well. And I've seen it from the girls. I've seen the confidence they have gotten. They've won their finals at the last 2 or 3 years in a row, and it's because they've got a belief in themselves. Kids like to be encouraged. But I also think it's good for them in life to know to win, but not that it's handed on a plate. The girls work hard at it. They do train hard, and they have the result at the end of it.
See,
and I think it's good. It's the whole way, I think, throughout life to know that, okay, well, if I work really hard at this, I'm going to get it. And I think you do.
I think you're right. And I think it's the way you sell winning. And you just said that you encourage them to win. Like, you're not screaming or shouting at them, but you make them understand that, okay, it's great to be involved in a sport, but it's even better to be involved in a sport at the top where you're winning the games all the time.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and I think... The girls, they've seen it. I've seen it over the last... Now, I only got involved, say, 3 years ago, I've seen it in them. And once... And then it's the same thing. Yeah, we won the first year, and we had nearly 20 extra girls came out the following year. Because they can see that the others won and the enjoyment they got out of it. We had more the following year. And I think while you want them to take part, I think it's also... extremely important for them to get out and do their best. Okay, if they don't win at the end of it, that's fine. But if they've trained hard and they've been beaten by a better team, that's fine. But I think for them to know themselves that I've worked really hard and see what we got out of it in the end, we won.
You bring me back actually to when I was a young fella and I was actually playing Gaelic, and a great team in the north side of Dublin, and they're so successful now, Ballymun Kickhams, but I played with them. I'd say it may have been under 10s or under 12s. We were so bad. We were just so bad. I think we went a season and we won about 2 games. Literally everybody left that team. And this is Ballymun Kickhams, but the records are there. It's a long time ago. But literally, I remember loads of guys. I actually went to a home farm after that to play soccer because the spirit was just so bad. And that was like a, I think it was under 10s or under 12s. And we were just broken.
Yeah.
And people left the sport.
I can see that. And you want to play for a good team. But I also think, though, as well, sometimes they can be mentors as well. You have to encourage them and really get into it. I love it. I love the game.
The mentor is very, very important as well. And we had some successful years when I was mentoring. And then when I stood down, I remember there was a mentor took over. And one of the things he did was run up and down the side of the pitch shouting at the kids while smoking a cigarette.
Well, no, but the parents will tell you. I do run up and down the side of the pitch shouting at the girls, but I would never give out to them. I'm always shouting encouragement.
Would you suspend players if they, for instance, if they don't turn up for training, is the rule then you don't get picked for the game?
Unless there's a legitimate reason, yes. I suppose we have so many, like out there it's a fantastic club. We have a huge club.
Right.
And you know, the girls, they are, I've never had to come across that. The girls have, I think, I don't know, they love it so much that they come to train and they are really good. In fairness, for turning out, they won't miss it. If they don't miss it, a few of them have rang and kind of said, you know, why they couldn't make it. It's not, I haven't come across that as of yet. And at under 12, that's hard for them to deal with too. Stop dropping them like that at under 10s. And I think it is encouragement. And I think if you encourage them enough, they'll want to come.
There won't be
an excuse not to come.
Absolutely. I want to bring in Dermot. Dermot's a good voice for junior soccer. How are you, Dermot?
Hey, yes, man, Colm.
Not too bad at all. And you train a team, don't you? You've been involved.
We do, and we run the nursery as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so what do you think on this, the winning versus taking part?
Well, we just want to know, does this actual mentor have a side part and a little black moustache? Does he want all his kids to be blonde-haired and blue-eyed, you know?
Well, as he said, I am only interested in winning. I don't care about equal play time or any other communist view of sport. So where do you... I mean, Dermot, you've trained teams for years. Do you not think winning is important?
It is, but like you're talking about under 10, so 8, 9 years of age. And, yeah. and at that age, when you're doing, like, especially if you're doing your badges and doing courses, it's all about the fundamental aspect of football. The fun and the mental aspect of it.
Yeah.
But also, though, sorry, yeah. Dermot, I suppose, let me get it right. It's not just about winning. Yes, they want to encourage where we are. I ended up, I had three teams. I had a Division 1 team, a Division 3 team, and a Division 4 team, so that everybody that was coming training got a match. But what I was able to concentrate on is I had a strong team. And it's also hard that you have, say, good girls playing and maybe people that might not be as good, that you're training, that the good ones are getting better. You know what I mean? You have to take the different levels. It's not, yes, I'm not, I won't walk away if you're not going to win. I'm not like that. But when I'm training, I want them to go out and do their best and give it everything to win every match. I'm not going to eat the head of them if they don't win.
But, Dermot, just taking Dermot's point as well. Dermot, if you've got an under 10 and under 12, we've spoken about this before as well, and, you know, I was mentoring in Gaelic. These guys come along and they're either, you know, big fans of the Dublin team or they support Man United. Yep. And the reason they support Man United or Liverpool, I know I always mention United, is because these teams are particularly successful. And they, even at 10, they do understand the concept of winning and losing. And what winning brings.
Well, they do, you see, but in junior soccer now in the North Dublin Schoolboy League now, the NDSL, up to under 9, it's non-competitive. Like, there's no scores posted.
You know? No.
And there's no scores posted, and it's not in Division 1, Division 2, or anything like that. It's Group A, Group B, yeah. Blue Group, Black Group, you know? And it's more geared towards introducing the children to football and the fun aspect of it. Call them, you know, this drive to win.
Yeah.
You know, it can set you up for a big fall as well, you know what I mean?
Well, absolutely, because somebody has to lose.
Yeah, you know, how do you deal with the losses?
So when do you actually take your lads aside and say, you know what, this is about winning as well and we're going into a competitive league? What age do you think that...
We started with our lads at... me personally, we started at under 13, under 14. When they turn into their teenage years, the formative years, and they know then, look at lads... You know, where you are in the competitive sport now, you know, my philosophy is I'd sooner be beaten on the pitch playing football than not playing football at all.
Yeah.
You know, if a lad goes out and gives 100% and we don't win, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. That is football.
Let me just bring in Michael. How are you, Michael?
Hey there.
You think the winning mentality is important?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, I think it's a real thing in Ireland just to be happy to say get to the World Cup and then just not do well, just like sit back and be pleased that you got there rather than like trying to do well and do the best that.
Yeah. And what about, do you think at under 10 level that's important?
I mean, yeah, I think it is, because otherwise, as you get older, you might realise that you want to do well in sport and you want to start winning, but because that form is drilled in you, at a young age, it might be hard to like change totally, and I think that might be the problem with why Ireland maybe don't do so well as it could do. That's just like my kind of thought.
Well, I mean, I remember reading about this, and it was the philosophy of Dutch football, and it went back to the 70s and just before they became the huge football nation that they are now. And it started back at this age of getting 5 and 6 year olds and telling them, you're going out, enjoy it, but you'll enjoy it an awful lot more if you win the game.
Total football, Dermot.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're saying under 13s and under 14s is when you tell them that this is when you need to win, do you not think that's a bit late?
No, you see, Colin, it's all geared towards bringing them to that stage. Like the fundamental aspect of the development. Like, it's in everybody. It's if you encourage your child enough, you know, if you work on their weaknesses and and build their strengths, you know, they will come around to themselves, and once they have confidence in themselves. That drive to win is a natural thing. It will be there, as opposed to some lunatic on the sideline going, you're not good enough, get in here, you know. That doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah, okay, let me bring in Helen. How are you, Helen? A lot of people want to get in this. Helen, how are you?
Hiya, Colm. I'm fine. Colm, I'm a mother of three boys who all play football for a club.
Yeah.
Now, my husband's a manager for the oldest boy, who's 14.
Right.
I just think that every Saturday when the three of them come home, it's how many did you score? Did you win? It's never like to my 9-year-old, did you enjoy it? They all love football. Mm. They've been brought up with it. And as I said, my husband's still involved in a senior club as well. But I think that they do go out to play to win. I think if they've got that in them.
What and what age are they?
My oldest is 14, 12, and nearly 9.
Okay, so the 9-year-old understands the concept of winning.
Maybe it's because he has 2 older brothers. Maybe that's something to do with it. But my husband would have been the one never to push them into football.
Right.
I remember when my oldest was 7, he had no interest. And I was more, get him down to that club, you know, whereas my husband was there going, he'll do it in his own time, in his own time. Yeah. I'd be much more pushy. But I go to the rugby pitch through the school, and I'd be on the sideline screaming and shouting for them to win.
But again, a nine-year-old watches Match of the Day or watches, the Sunday game and understands the concept of winning. And then when they see the ultimate winning and somebody raises a trophy, they understand how that is going to add to their game.
Exactly. And I also think that with the likes of a 9-year-old, if they don't win, and it's a league or a cup or something like that, and they don't win, a bag of jellies at the end of it all stops anything.
Okay.
You know, at that age.
Dermot, how much jelly do you give out?
Well, the league have actually stopped doing trophies and stuff like that and medals for them age groups.
Have they?
You know, the league that we're in, yeah. And it's totally geared towards... like I said, the fundamental aspects of the game, and getting the child to encourage you first, you know, come on in.
But I mean, that's one philosophy, okay, and that's the philosophy that exists at the moment for yourselves, and that's why we're questioning it. Is that moving us forward? Is it moving us forward as the Republic of Ireland soccer team? I mean, what successes are we seeing?
What successes have we seen? Well, under Martin O'Neill and Kane, I know Kane is driven by, you know, you have to win at all costs.
There you go.
But the art now, you see, you're talking about seniors here.
I
think they all start young, you know what I mean? And that's how they build up. I think to say to my 14-year-old now, you have to go out and win. Is it just a bit late?
No. It's geared towards the training as well, you know? It's the way you train them into it.
Yeah. Marie, sorry, what were you saying there?
But I also agree, a child, I agree there with the other lady as well. Yeah. A child wants to go out and win. I can see if they're competitive, it does depend on the child. Regardless how much you encourage them, I can see my 10-year-old, she wants to win. She wants to go down and grand. But I think the important thing there, if they don't win, what I've said to them, you get out, you shake hands and you wish each other luck before the match.
Yeah.
And when the match is over, you well done and you leave it on the field. But you have to, I think, encourage them. If you want to win it, you got to fight hard for it.
Are they deflated when you leave the pitch when you lose?
What?
Are they deflated? Say come home on a Saturday, they've lost the game. Is their heads down for the day or did you just get on with it?
No, I don't think their heads down for
just
the day.
Just get on with it.
As you say, a packet of jellies. And the important thing is you turn around and you get out there again, head up and back in the next day, you know?
Do you know, I'm just thinking Trapattoni didn't have enough packets of jellies, did he, during his tenure? And I'm also thinking, you know, if Martin and Roy don't work, I think Helen and Marie could get in there. No problem.
I agree. No better managers.
Come here, let me tell you, there's nothing worse than a woman's gone.
Oh, stop. We're going to leave it there.
I've witnessed that.
We've all witnessed that. Dermot, Helen and Marie, thanks very much for the calls and Michael as well. Loads of texts coming in on this as well, and I'll get to those in a few minutes' time. There we are. 2FM. Mark.
Colm, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Tell me, Dutch football, you reckon I got it wrong?
I think you got it, maybe not about your view on in the 80s, but I know definitely nowadays Dutch football and Spanish football is all non-competitive till they're 14 years of age.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons that was brought in Dutch football was the fact that they had changed it back in the 70s and 80s and encouraged literally two-year-olds to get out there and win and win and win.
Exactly.
They became very successful, if you think of Johan Cruyff and the teams after that, and then what they decided was they'd go back a little bit and I don't know, maybe a bit of pressure. But I suppose it works for the Spanish team, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it works for the Spanish team, and the big focus on the Spanish is the reason why they can technically have gifted players is because it is non-competitive. I think kids that, and I've coached kids from the age of 8 right the way up to 16, 17, they're naturally competitive anyway, so I think that winning streak will be there no matter what.
But how can you encourage a winning streak if there's no competitive games until they get to 14?
But they naturally will have a winning streak. is the point I would make. Whereas we need to focus more on the ability and the natural ability of the kids and encourage them to play football the way football is meant to be played. Like your last caller had said, he said he'd prefer to be coaching the team that plays football than a team that plays football badly and wins all the time. And I would be very much of the same view. In my eyes, it's more about development of them individual kids and development of the squad of players that you have would be more the final goal than maybe winning something, you know?
It's real. It's sort of a real Marmite argument, isn't it? It's either you're on one side or the other. I do believe that encouraging sort of 10-year-olds to win is important as well. I do understand and agree that the ability to play and the style is also important. I think the two can be encouraged. But I do know that they reversed it in Europe because they'd gone down their line of just forcing the kids to win at all costs. And then they decided, no, we'll row back. A new philosophy came in, say, we'll row back on that a little bit. But I didn't realise that actually it was under 14s.
Yeah,
not competitive,
under 14. Yeah. And it's actually, the FAI have a programme in place with the development squads where they don't actually play competitive football till they're under 14 and they start interleagues at that stage. But before that, each individual league will have a development team that basically just play friendlies and develop the kids that are from the individual leagues, the elite kids from the individual leagues. And that's the way the FAI programme has been running for the last 5 years.
Okay, interesting one. Yeah, interesting one. Yeah. Listen, Mark, thanks for the call.